New West Broadcasting's president and general manager Chris Leonard spoke with Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim Monday afternoon regarding the first confirmed case of COVID-19 on Hawaii Island, regarding the state and county's response and guidance for upcoming days.
Mayor Kim, just wanted to ask a couple questions regarding this afternoon's announcement regarding our first COVID-19 positive test or presumptive test on the Big Island, and wanted to get some details from you on what we know at this point.
We were notified at approximately, 11:45 or so this morning, well, very close to noon, obviously, that the hospital reported that the person that came in this weekend to the emergency room was told that your symptoms or things that they needed to check out because of possibility of coronavirus, and patient was told until then go and we'll get in contact with you. You are in self-isolation containment. This morning at that time, which I gave you, sorry I mixed that up, that call came in that the person was verified on the test and notified that you are positive on the coronavirus. And from there, all the processes are still going on, or trying to track down the traces of this person, who they contacted, who they stayed with, et cetera, to notify them of this, that they will be in the confinement as far as voluntary for some of them in regards for the next 14 days. And this person will be in the isolation now. For a while.
It's our understanding that that the individual that tested positive is in self-quarantine currently at a Hilo hotel. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
A couple other quick questions for you. Pursuant to the governor's press conference this afternoon and the recommendations and guidance coming from the state regarding the next 15 calendar days, recommendations for bars and restaurants to close or only to provide restaurants to provide service via takeout or carryout or delivery was the recommendation at the state level. Is that the guidance for the county of Hawaii at this point as well?
The answer is yes and no. Because a lot of people, in regards to government is government, right? And there is a clear distinction in regards to government of county government and state government. So I'm making that point because it's a very important point. And because of the time of the day and how this came about, because, I like to have things on discussion and transitional when possible, and when not possible, like emergencies or the lava flow, I don't hesitate. But in this particular case, because of ramifications and possible confusion in some of this, I asked for that, but the decision, I'm not questioning decision, it's just a problem posed to us. The decision is to implement some of these from tomorrow morning and or even today. And those are the kind of things I'm waiting for clarification from them, exactly, what things will or will not be closed. I do know this, that some things effective tomorrow morning will be closed, and it will pose a problem as far as communication. And I'm sure by now, I think a mass thing of going out to the media is taking place because I asked for that as soon as possible in hard copy. As you know, the conference was not in hard copy, and they said they would give it to us as soon as possible. For example, the parks, I think all of the parks or some of the parks are going to be closed effective tomorrow morning. And you can imagine if you're a tourist and you want to go up to Hakaka Falls or Hapuna Beach, which are state parks, and they're closed, it's a frustration as well as everything else. And those are things we need to clarify. But before I go into that, what I need you to broadcast for us is all county government of Hawaii responsibilities and tasks are as normal. I say again, as normal, nothing has changed as far as all employees. There is no instructions from me to anyone else except all operations are as normal and will continue until further notice. I need to make that quite clear in this opportunity that you have given me.
I mean, obviously, it's a very fluid situation. We know things are subject to change on short notice. Anything else that is immediately on the table that listeners should be aware of?
Yes, and this is not just that specific, but this is a very difficult time issue for many because many jobs are lost. For example, one of the things is the closure of restaurants except for delivery or closure of bars, until further notice. In other words, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. Some of them, unfortunately, there's a good thing in an unemployment compensation. They lifted a one-week waiting period, so that is an immediate upon application, and that's a good change. But the others, it's going to be a problem. All of those things affected by which closures, and I cannot go into which closure I'm talking about, but I just want you to know, answering your question, some of these policies, which includes closures, is going to pose some real problem, and that's the things that we are going to try to address. For example, there's approximately 7,000 to 8,000 tourists that are on this island daily at this time, and for the state, a couple of 100,000. When you close all restaurants, for some it's not a problem, but for some tourists it's a major problem. And those are the kind of things, and you know what it's like to even go to a store to buy food, the kind of crowds in the major big box stores. In short, this interview is the first I'm giving because I just got off the conference call with all the interpretation of what will or will not be affected, et cetera, will cause a lot of problems. I asked the people that are your viewers, to understand patience in regards to that, not just for themselves, but for others who are in a state of flux. And I think most of us can really understand for some tourists it's a real problem because this is the dream of their lifetime to come here. And, I hear some of the hostilities of close the harbors and do this with, we cannot be of that mentality, even though, that we're scared or we want to blame or whatever. We need to know what I just told the staff, Chris. Every emergency that I handle, and God knows how long I've been around, all the responding staff are told the same thing that very first day. This will pass. Regardless, it will pass. And naturally, I don't know when this will pass. It's not even an eruption. I don't know when it will pass. And the only thing they will judge us by is how we acted during the crisis. And, we need to look back on what is happening now to say we handle it the best way, in the right way. All these things about good for them that I hear or lock them out, et cetera, et cetera. We really got to be a little better in how some of us are responding, which is still understandable, though, but I'm asking for, we have to be a little better.
I know the governor touched on that briefly in his press conference and talked about the potential implementation of plans to screen arriving passengers. Do we have the facilities, the people, the equipment in place to do that? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of calls for that. As you mentioned, there are calls to shut down the airports. But even if it was a question of screening, is that something that we have the equipment and or personnel to effectively do?
And that's the kind of thing, my answer is impulsively. I don't see how, because we weren't doing it today. And tomorrow we're going to do it, because he stated health screening. That means temperature and all those things of every patient coming, passenger coming out. He also stated, that interview for each patient, passenger. Do we have qualified people in a paperwork or whatever to ask that? I know the delay it will cause. Now, all of a sudden, you just don't walk off the plane and continue. This is mainland people also, inter-island people also. My goodness, that one alone, we've got a lot of work to do. yes, I can say that's a state responsibility, but no, that's our responsibility because those are our guests, our family.
Well, I appreciate the time. I know you have a ton on your plate, Mayor Kim, and we greatly appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. In closing, anything else that you would recommend for our audience that they can do now or that they should do now to help mitigate this issue?
The issue is going to be an individual thing, except a word of people a little patience and understanding of this transition period is going to be a very difficult one for some. For others, it'll be even worse because of loss of job and income. For a lot of others, it will be worse for being stranded here or there. In other words, the whole spectrum, and no one answer of accept. And I need everyone to settle down and be a little, compassionate of some of these things that they're going to go through on the county government level, which I am responsible. Yeah, I said it. It will be business as normal, and we're going to try to see of other things we can be involved in because those guests are still our guests of this island. What with our regular other responsibilities, so we'll do as best as we can.
Stay tuned to KWXX, B97, B93, and KPUA for the latest updates or visit our websites at www.kwxx.com or www.b97hawaii.com for up-to-date information from the CDC, the state, and county of Hawaii.